Hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are interrogating yet another movie today. I hope you are ready for this one, because this one might be a little topsy-turvy compared to what you normally would expect from me. Not that that's a bad thing at all, but as if you've been a listener to me for any length of time at all, you know that I am a crazy cat lady, as I have 6 furry felines that are my furry babies. And of course, giving a shout out to One Fast Cat, as they help me keep my sanity, as I have 2 wheels now that they actively use. And it is the only thing that helps with some sanity around here, because the energy levels are high. That's an understatement. Now, the cat we're going to be talking about today does not have anywhere near those energy levels. And that might give you a clue as to the movie that we are talking about. I'm actually going to be telling you about the new Garfield movie. Zarina, stop it. One of my kitties is trying to get my attention right now. But this movie is not necessarily the Garfield that you remember. It is, but it isn't. Now, if you've ever been a fan of Garfield, of the comic strip or the cartoons or any of that, you are very familiar with his disdain for Mondays, his love of lasagna, and just his overall kind of grumpy attitude. Now, with this movie, we see Garfield. We see how he's playing out. And of course, if we see Odie and John, we are missing... Okay, there's a poster that features Nermal. We don't actually get to see Nermal in the cartoon. There are a few of the other characters from like Garfield and Friends that I was hoping would make an appearance, and don't worry, no spoilers there. But there, you do get to meet a few new characters along the way. Now, this story is not your typical Garfield story. This story deals with some kind of very heavy issues that are going to be sensitive to some individuals, old and young alike. It deals with issues of like abandonment and being hungry and just the whole thing. There were people that were somewhat sensitive to things that happened in like the movie Ferdinand, things that were happening to animals. And not that anything really bad is happening to the animals in this one either, but there's the implication of such that might be a little bit much for some younger audiences. Now, even with that being said, I am giving Garfield an innocent rating on the deputy scale. But this one, like I said, it just deals with some things that are just a little heavy-handed for a kid's cartoon. And then on top of that, it's like, okay, I love Chris Pratt. It's like he has been in a lot of different stuff that I love. And I normally don't talk about the actors and stuff a whole lot, but it's important to touch on it because he is Garfield in this movie. And if you've seen the commercials, it's like, it's kind of funny. He basically plays out that he's lived his life as a cat to get in the character of Garfield, which is absolutely adorable and 100% absolutely adorable. The thing is, Garfield is known, like I said, if you're at all familiar with Garfield at all, you know that he is known for just this lazy angst. He does not want to do anything he doesn't need to do. And he just wants to lay in bed, and he wants to snuggle Pookie, which is his little teddy bear. And he wants to annoy Odie. And just, that's the Garfield that we know and love. The Garfield that we have here is a lot more high energy, very upbeat almost. And it's like, okay, where's Garfield? It's like, of course, you know this is Garfield, but it's not the Garfield that you remember. Now, is that a good or a bad thing? Honestly, that's going to be up to you, because there are obviously going to be those that prefer this version of Garfield. And then there are the purists like me who like the traditional Garfield. And this one just goes so far outside the realm of that. And then dealing with some of the issues that they deal with along the way. And then, of course, I do need to address the absolute elephant in the room. Not that there's any elephants in the movie, but there is a big part of the movie where they are jumping a train. And as my family is in the transportation industry, and I just want to reiterate that that is not something to do, that is very dangerous. I always say I mean, look, listen, live. It's not my slogan. It's actually that of Operation Lifesaver. But train tracks and trains are not something to play on or around. And I see a lot more of these kids' movies leaning towards things like this. And it's just a very slippery slope that I just think is not a good thing to try to encourage kids to do. Is it like encouraging that behavior? No, but it's like it makes it look fun. And so that, like I said, it's just have that conversation with your kids. Let them know that they're not toys. They're not things to be played on and around. And so, like I said, that's another important thing that I felt was necessary to address, just because it's such a significant piece of the story. And so you're probably wondering where I'm at score-wise on Garfield. Well, and I was really going back. I was kind of debating the whole thing with the characters, with the audience, the subject matters, kind of across the board. And I'm going in at a 5.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Honestly, that's probably being a little bit generous, but there is going to be a whole niche of this audience that's going to go purely because the absolute love of Garfield. And honestly, that's partially why I went. I mean, I'm a crazy cat lady. So if this is one that you've been wanting to see and check out, I hope that this helps. If this helps you want to see it more, great. If this makes you maybe a little bit more guarded for watching it, that's great too. It's like my whole thing is I just want to come on here and give you enough information so that you can make an informed decision about this movie. Do you have to agree with me? No. It's like I get agreements and disagreements all the time on different reviews. But my goal here is to interrogate these movies for their plot and content and really look deep into some of the content that maybe a lot of people aren't going to recognize unless they go see it for themselves. So I hope that this helps. I mean, as we all know, Garfield hates Mondays, and I couldn't think of a better day to post this than here on Monday as well. So if you always want to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, you know which buttons to push. And I will be back tomorrow with another one. Bye-bye.